This is another think back in time reflection. Think back in time to the last occasion when you got visibly angry and voiced that anger to another person. When was the last time you really got pissed off and voiced that feeling and expressed that feeling with full force and power? Was it a long time ago? Do you tend to suppress feelings of anger and always rationalize out how the other person obviously is behaving that way for understandable reasons? If you tend to always rationalize out why the other person is behaving the way they are, and if you are a person that rarely actually gets angry, there's a very good chance that one of the primary wounds for you is what we call the wound of abandonment, the fear that the other person will actually leave you. So the unconscious thought form is, if I really get pissed off at this other person because they've done such a terrible and hurtful thing to me just now, the other person will say, well, screw you, and walk out. In other words, they'll abandon us. So we'll do anything to make sure that we can continue to cling and depend on that other person. It's really just a sign that the wound of abandonment may be a primary wound for you. When the wound of abandonment is a primary wound, there are certain dependencies that are created between us and other people. These dependencies can be seen in other people doing for us what we can very well do for ourselves. Why do so many individuals with Parkinson's lose their driving privileges or stop driving? It's because, perhaps, that they have the wound of abandonment, and while they could very ably drive themselves, they have created a system whereby they are depending on another person to drive them when that's not really necessary. Beware that it may be that it is important for someone else to drive you places right now. It's also important for you to monitor your recovery process, because as you begin to get better and well, there will be a time, if you're not driving now, when you could actually put on your wings and begin to drive again. Just because you're not driving now doesn't mean that the skills will return and you can drive again later. For this week, then, the invitation has been to explore whether or not the wounding of abandonment is present for you at the cellular level. I say once again, this is not an intellectual issue. It's not conscious for any of us. It is a wound that resides very, very deep in the fabric of our being. When this wound continues to linger at the cellular level, we begin to depend on others in unhealthy ways. This can mean that it will actually, the wound of abandonment can feed into making the symptoms of Parkinson's worse and worse each and every week. Healing the wound of abandonment requires an acknowledgement that this wound may be present deep inside the cellular structure of your own body. Once it's acknowledged, I can assure you that the wound can be healed, and the speed with which you can return to full health and wellness will be much more rapid and effortless. This is Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.